Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and good evening, folks. How's everybody doing? Nice Saturday night, 25th of July. I am Amos A. Nunn, the Black Fact Checker, the Incognigro, coming at you from an undisclosed location somewhere deep in our land of captivity, the United States, here talking current events, world events, local events, Black events, African American events, no, not African American events, Black American events, American descendants of slaves. African American, I am tired of that nomenclature. We can no longer use it. First, I want to thank my producer, Doug Rice. Phenomenal, got us on track. We are doing well. We're in an upward swing, thanks to him. Thanks for the executive producing of that individual. Also, if you'd like to call in, feel free to do so. The guest call-in number is 319-527-6069. Of course, this will be on our Blog Talk radio station, Amos A. Nunn. I want to thank everybody for taking the time to listen to this podcast, either live or recorded. Our special place in history, foundational Black Americans. Let me tell you, folks, what's going on. So we got a gentleman, his name is Emmanuel, and he decided that he wanted to throw his hat in the ring on Black issues. Mr. Acho, at the point in time, decided when the conversation was a little bit too real, determined that he didn't want to have an uncomfortable conversation. Well, you open the door, Mr. Acho. You open the door, being a Nigerian national. You opened the door, opened your mouth along with it, and decided that you wanted to speak for ADOS, speak for American descendants of slaves, speak for foundational Black Americans. Well, Mr. Acho, you don't, obviously, because you can't have an uncomfortable conversation. So how, Emmanuel, can you speak for Black people in this country? Kindly sit the fuck down and shut up. You have nothing to do with our experience. Nothing. You are a Nigerian displaced individual who is enjoying the very profitable life that you can live in this country thanks to our building it for you. And when the conversation gets a little too real for you, at that point you decide, well, let me back up. Why not just admit you shouldn't have opened your mouth in the first place? That's what I'd love for you to do. Honestly, you could have simply kept your mouth closed. Black Americans, ADOS, descendants of slaves, Negroes, hold a unique and special place on this planet. That is a fact. We don't share it with other tribes, other races, other nationalities, because the experience for us is unique. It's not shared by Hispanics. It's not shared by people from Africa coming here as immigrants. These people don't share our history. They're not us. And when they come to this country, they're talking about us in derogatory terms, calling us Akata, and have the nerve to open up their mouth in any way, shape, or form when it comes to the black experience in this country. Kindly sit down and shut your mouth. We don't need to hear it. I tell you, man, I look at these folks, you know, who want to be us so badly. And the question becomes, why? Why do they want to be us? What is it about us that they want to be? For God's sake. We're murdered by police. We're marginalized, mitigated. We're murdered. For God's sake, what is the big deal? What is it about us that's so, I don't know, so inviting to other nations, other tribes, other races? I don't understand it. You're from Nigeria, Mr. Acho. You're not from this country. You don't share our heritage. You don't share our background. You and Oprah and all these celebrities pushing the agenda of Gentile Europeans who have no interest in black empowerment. For God's sake, man, you're getting in bed with Oprah. You act as if she's on our side. She's not. The folks that are on our side are folks you don't hear anything about, doing the work, trying to get the word out there, letting Negroes know in this country who we are. And to that point, we are Hebrews, as Nick Cannon said. Hebrews, true Israel, in this country, held captive, a punishment, if you will. Deuteronomy 28 tells of what would happen to Hebrews. And what happened to us did not happen to the folks that impersonate us in Israel. Ashkenazi European imposters that have taken on our Hebrew religion, called it their own, came from Europe to occupy property, not their own. Anyway, that's where we're at, folks. And the word is getting out. You know, the word is getting out. And what I think, what I see going on, folks, is a clouding of the issue. What they're trying to do is they're trying to muddy the waters of our special place in history. You know, I am not a person of fucking color. I don't know where that came from. Who said I'm a person of color? I am a black man. I'm a Negro. I'm a Hebrew. I'm an Ados descendant of slave. I'm a unique individual. The only people on the planet without our own homeland. Everyone else has a place they can call their own except us. So when Hispanics and whites and Native Americans, all these other folks who maintain this association with us, trying to put us on the same playing field of being a Hebrew. Let me just say unequivocally, thank you, that is not the case. Again, I'm Amos Ana. I am the Black Fact Checker, the Incognito. Doing a podcast from an undisclosed location somewhere deep in our captivity as Hebrews in this foreign country. Here, rightfully, because of our disobedience. And I want to talk about that because I've had some blowback from folks who listen to the program don't understand, you know, that as Hebrew Israelites, we're here. And let me also say, we're not black Hebrew Israelites. That's a European media pushed narrative. We don't call ourselves black Hebrew Israelites. We're not black Hebrew. We're Hebrews, or we're Israelites, or we're true Israel, or we're Hebrew Israelites, but we're not black Hebrew Israelites. That's some media label that they want to negatively apply to folks who are woke in this country. So let me fucking put that aside. Stop that now. As Hebrews in this country, I've had a few folks ask me, how is it that you are punished for the things done by your ancestors thousands of years ago? And I've given thought to this question as a foundational Black American, as a Hebrew in this country, as ADOS. Only explanation I can come up with is that we are those people. Just as when we have whites abuse Black people in the 1800s, 1900s, during Reconstruction, the lynchings, the murderous intent of these hateful creatures that we've endured for 400 years. Just as it's said in Scripture that they will be punished for what their ancestors did, we have been punished for what our ancestors did. And the only explanation I can come up with is that we are those people. Some way, somehow, I don't know how. It's like Occam's razor. I believe that's the Occam's razor, I believe, yeah. The simplest explanation has to be the correct one. And so I wanted to kind of bring that into the discussion. But back to our topic, ADOS infiltration. And, you know, Mr. Acho is not the only one, folks. Mr. Acho is not the only individual from Africa, an African national, who decides that they want this association with us to the point that they want to speak out on our behalf and tell us what we should do as ADOS, though they are themselves not. And when the conversation gets real, then these fake ADOS now say that they don't want to have an uncomfortable conversation. Well, la-di-da-bra, your millionaire status in this country, you opened up your mouth, Mr. Acho, and now suddenly you have nothing to say because the conversation is a little too sensitive for you. Well, let me just say this, folks. That's my job. I love to have these sensitive conversations, and I podcast them. The world to hear. Again, I'm Amos A. Nunn, the Black Fact Checker. Our call in line is 319-527-6069. You can call me live. You may listen at a later time. This podcast will go up on our Blog Talk Radio station. Again, I want to thank Doug Rice, our executive producer, for bringing this show to folks out there. We promote the agenda. Just to give you a background on what we do, the agenda, the Association of Geographically Enslaved Negro Descendants of the Americas, that is the acronym, the meaning of the agenda acronym. And of course, that encompasses, you know, Negroes, ADOS, everywhere and throughout the Americas. And so it's not simply it's not simply ADOS here in the United States, ADOS that were dropped off anywhere, Haiti, wherever, Mexico, I don't care. If they're Black, if they have, if they're dark-skinned, melanated people who have wool for hair, and they were, and their ancestry trades back to the transatlantic slave trade, then that's who I'm talking to. That's who the agenda is for. The agenda is not for Hispanics who are not Black. The agenda is not for Gentiles. The agenda is for our allies. A new word I've learned. Our allies are Gentiles who recognize that in order to be even considered, you have to first acknowledge that we Hebrews, Black Americans, ADOS, foundational Black Americans throughout the Americas, are in fact Hebrew. And you also have to come to terms with the fact that there will be a change, a shift in global leadership brought on by the Most High himself. Now, here's the issue. You claim to believe in the Bible. I'm only going by what scriptures say, and that's what they say. And if you don't think we're living in times that call for some attention to Scripture, all you have to do is look at the idiot that's in the White House. I mean, this master clown is just the epitome of what the United States represents. A country built by us, but not for us. That's what the United States is all about. It's not about truth, justice, and the American way. It's about white male privilege. That's what it's about, folks. That's how this country was founded, on the backs of black people, to further and promote white male privilege, white supremacy. That's this country. Let's not sugarcoat it. And now we've got ADOS infiltration coming from Africans who are immigrants to this country, coming here freely and of their own accord, who now wish to speak for us. Please don't. Please keep your mouth shut. I don't need to hear you, because you have nothing relationally in common with us. You came here on a dime to do exactly what you're doing, Mr. Acho, which is become a world-class athlete, make millions of dollars. Do that and kindly shut the fuck up about black Americans, foundational black Americans, and their plight. Who are you? That's where we're at, folks. That's what's going on. There it is. And the long and short of it is that he's not the only one. We can speak for ourselves. And what's more important, we don't need to hear from white people about our issues. That, to me, is the number one statement, the number one message that I'd like to get to Gentiles, is that when black people are talking amongst ourselves regarding our issues and our problems, do us the courtesy of keeping your mouth shut, because we don't want to hear from you. We've heard enough from you. That's the point. We can make our own determinations. We can look at the historical record, and we don't need you to clarify a damn thing for us. How we wish you would simply shut up and mind your fucking business. We've heard enough from you, white people. Yes, we have heard enough from you. I'm on Twitter. I'm making my bones. I'm trying to build my Twitter account. I'm talking to folks who are of like mind. And every so often, I get that intrusive Karen who feels, obligated to open up her big mouth regarding something that has nothing to do with her. I mean, the message, folks, is simple. Please, if you're not an ADOS, if you're not a foundational black American, and you have something that you want to say it on a platform that you create or that you join. Don't glom onto other folks' posts or tweets and start telling us the things that you should tell your white brethren. That's the thing that bothers me the most. These preachy Caucasians who don't like what I say about them and presume to try to educate me on how I should think. Hey, fuck you. Don't tell me how to think. I got eyes. I know how to think. I see what I see. If you have a lecture that you want to give black people, do me a favor. Shut it the fuck up and go tell your white brethren, because we're not the aggressors. That's the problem. That's where I'm at with this. We're not chasing you guys down because you play loud music. I mean, I don't hear AC/DC and want to go into a violent rage, because Journey's on. I don't see a pair of white folks sitting on a corner somewhere and call the cops suspicious that I got two white men that are sitting here and they're doing nothing, and y'all need to get somebody out here to do something about that. We're not the aggressors, so don't fucking lecture us. We're entitled to think what we want to think as black people, as the victims of you white people. We're damn able to say what the fuck we feel. You don't correct us. You don't get to correct us. And you don't get to get in our fucking business. That's a message from black people to white people. Shut the fuck up when it comes to black issues. We don't want to hear you. You're the reason we're talking. Again, I'm Amos A. Nunn, the Black Fact Checker. I'm checking facts. You know, folks ask me about that. What I do is I read everything. I check all facts. I check against things. I'm going to do a little writing. I'm going to start, you know, kind of getting into this role. And the role is simply just making the word known. But first, we need to do three things. We need to separate, we need to educate, and we need to do no harm. That's what the agenda is about. That's what the agenda community is about. The Association for Geographically Enslaved Negro Descendants of the Americas is about three things. There are three core principles that we adhere to. One, separate. Get the fuck away from white people. And I say that without shame, without any malice. It's not an aggressive thing. You folks have problems. We don't need them. And it seems that, you know, our presence triggers you. So separate doesn't mean more or less trying to move away from them. You can't do that. But more of a mental thing, more of a distancing yourself from their mentality, from their influence, distancing yourself from what they say, because as we know, usually what comes out of their mouth is not the truth. So separate. The second core principle of the agenda is educate. And I mean self-education. Read a book. Books are amazing things. The half has never been told. Wake up to your true identity. From Hebrew to Negro. 1, 2, and 3. Books like these, I recommend Dante Fortson, Minister Dante Fortson, one of the stalwarts of our community that's getting the word out there, a true godly man. I recommend T.L. Ministries, learned so much from them recently. I'll be putting these links to these folks' websites. I have to tell you, this is not a religious podcast. I do not promote religiosity. I acknowledge that we are Hebrews. I acknowledge our place, but I don't push the religious line. I don't push the spiritual line because that's not where I'm at. I'm not a religiously or spiritually minded as I'd like to be person. So I don't fake. I know who I am. I know what I am. I curse. I'm a little bit more real, and I make sure that, you know, I don't pull any punches. I leave those lofty things to men better than I. And let me say, those men are better than I. Minister Dante Fortson, and of course, T.R. Ministries, Mr. Yakub, these folks are phenomenal, and I would recommend them to all ADOS. You need to get the truth. Those are the two resources that I recommend. Now, over an hour left. I told you, folks, you know, it's the current events, hot topics, foundational black Americans. I see my Twitter feed. I see you folks out there, stalwart, not giving an inch to those that want to infiltrate. And I understand your frustration. I feel it, too. Thank you. The fact of the matter is, these folks are being driven to madness. And when I say these folks, I mean Gentiles. One of the things I've been trying to get away from is the use of the word white people. There are people devoid of melanin, so-called white people, that are our allies. And having recently become aware of this, I must turn my attention and say I recognize that we have allies, that we have folks who believe that we are true Israel, that we are Hebrews, and look to us for the leadership that we soon will have. And with that said, I think as best I'm able, I will do my best to refer to the folks I'm talking about as Gentiles. In fact, if I can go one step further, I may even call them heathens. Heathens are being driven mad. The Karens of the world, the folks that call the police on us, it's amazing. And the noose is tightening around our necks. Hebrews everywhere. Let me tell you, this is all moving toward an eventual end. This has to. And with what's going on in Portland, sending troops in Portland, these Nazi-style Gestapo troops, now they're going to Washington State, they're going to Chicago, and it's all about getting people of color, and I use that term only because it's the way they're going to get to us. It's that roundabout use of that type of vernacular that is how they're going to get to us eventually. Please don't think that the word or the use of the word person of color, it's not just a watering down of our experiences and our history in this country when they say that. We know that's a part of it. Thank you very much. We know that everything that can be done to marginalize the black experience, especially the black male experience in this country, the effort to go about destroying us is at an all-time high. You see it in the media, you see it on TV, you see the erasure of the black male. And it's my opinion, again, my opinion, that the Most High will not allow that to occur. Because the black male represents that group of people. And when I say black, I'm talking about Negroes, I'm talking about Ados, I'm talking about descendants of Abraham, Jacob. But I'm talking about Judah, I'm talking about Hebrew. And I just want it to be understood. When I say black, I'm talking about Hebrews. Our experiences have taught us that right now, it's crunch time. Moves are being made against us without us even knowing it. Attitudes are being formed. Decisions are being made. And how it affects the future, what it will do to us as a nation within a nation, I think that's how it's going to be led in. I think that final phase of history, this history, Gentile history, is being ushered in. So this infiltration of ADOS with, African immigrants, thanks so much. This infiltration of our community trying to associate themselves with our suffering, our experience, is wrong on so many levels, but it's a part of an agenda. It's a part of a plan that these people have. You see, they understand, I believe, that they are, they're working against the time clock. And they've got to get as much rid of black men as possible before the Most High returns. It's a race. It's a race to erase black men, the black family. As I posted on Twitter, the number one threat to white society is the black family. And they've done everything they can, starting in the late 60s, early 70s, to destroy the black family, to keep it weakened, both financially, emotionally, and mentally, physically, geographically weakened. It's being furthered, in my opinion, by unseen beings that are pushing the agenda on their kin, their melanin-free kin. That, my friends, is the insight that I have come to. And it's just through study, and I preface it all within my opinion. I'm not, you know, the study that I've done over the last about 10 years to bring me to where I'm at right now leads me to this conclusion. It leads me to the conclusion that we are the eventual targets. You know, I tell people they had an operation called Jade Helm. They had it in 2015, and what they did was they rounded up U.S. citizens in an exercise to take them to processing centers. I no longer believe that the target is the American people. I now believe that it is their intent to, at some point, round all ADOS up. I truly believe it. Either for our own protection or for some other inane reason that they may come up with. We are the targets, folks. I want to tell you, I mean, it's not just infiltration. It's not just, you know, it's not just a relabeling of our experience. It's not just the attempted removal of black male faces from society on the media and in other areas, advertising. You name it. You know, the agenda of watering down black males is high on their agenda because you see it played out. But I have faith. I have faith. I have faith that the Most High, the creator of all things, Yahuwah, God Almighty, will not allow this to occur. So many of us are waking up, and some of us, like Nick Cannon, are being put back to sleep. Let me go ahead and hit Nick Cannon, because this guy just embarrassed himself to high heavens. I mean, he came out, he said what he said. He said it with conviction. And not only does he follow it with a letter of contrition, but then an offer of donation. I mean, what did they tell Nick Cannon? I need to know. I'd love to hear the phone call, what occurred, because the Jewish-controlled media got him in line. Listen, folks, it is a conspiracy against us. It always has been. America and the other nations on this planet are involved and have been involved in a conspiracy to hide us, to conceal Hebrews. Now, don't take my word for it. I'm going to recommend a book. The book, from Minister Dante Fortson, is America Hiding the Hebrews. Look it up on Amazon. Get it on Kindle. We have to stay woke. We have to stay woke. Moves are being made all around us to marginalize and minimize who we are, what we are, and what our future is. And let me tell you this. I've never seen more moves made than were made after the Nick Cannon fiasco. Suddenly, they've got some Nigerian dude they're pushing in front of us to try to instruct us poor Negroes how to act. And this guy had nerve to tell everyone that he grew up in a white society, went to a privileged school, and what the hell does that have to do with ADOS? Let me tell you something. Any ADOS that embraces their oppressor and the oppressor's lifestyle, their agenda, is not ADOS. They are now an enemy. So if you can't see the agenda, if you can't recognize the agenda, look for it in distraction, because that's where it's at. Everything that can distract us from who we are and what we need to do and how we need to do it and how prepared that we need to be as a nation, including infiltration of foundational Black Americans, of trying to remove our special place in history. That's a part of it. So, the world, its attitudes, its practices, its acceptable behavior, all of the things that the world accepts and enjoys and promotes, that's what we have to recognize as a distraction. The whole system is going to be destroyed. The Most High promises it. And for those of you, it's just odd to me that so many people can believe in the Bible and then not believe what it actually says. The United States is set to be destroyed in the manner it's setting up to be destroyed in, with every hand against its brother. Everybody's packing guns. Everybody's ready for battle. We as ADOS, as Hebrews, and again, I've learned this through TL Ministries, our job is to sit and wait patiently. The Most High is coming. Because if you see what is surrounding us, nothing can save us except the Most High. I mean, all the things in the news that are coming out, this Pizzagate, this Ghislaine Maxwell now, all of these things, you know, Andrenochrome, you know, drinking terrified children's blood. That happens. The evil that these Gentiles, that these heathens have established and put in place can only be destroyed by the Most High. Our job is to set in place, to tell people what's coming, and to wait patiently. The more time moves forward, the more exposed this horrific system is to the general public. I mean, we got Tom Hanks. He's involved in something. Here's the thing. I've gone through my whole life without anybody ever accusing me of any sexual impropriety. I don't understand how Tom Hanks, Donald Trump, Bill Clinton, these people are being accused by children of raping them, being raped. That needs to be looked into. Their dirt is being exposed. So, what do? We recognize it and we avoid it. Put nothing evil in front of your eyes. Don't take in any evil. Avoid it. Look away. In the world, not of it. That's basically our mandate. And remember that as we do this not only surrounded by unseen spirits that influence imperfect men, but we're also combating white supremacy, combating our own shortcomings and imperfections, The only chance any of us has is trust that the Most High is on his way. Because everything is being done. Everything is being done to erase us. As a foundational Black American, as a Hebrew, I have to be conscious of what they are doing. I have to be wary of what they are doing at all times. And right now we know what they are doing, folks. They're not just overtly putting their hands in our business trying to guide our destinies. But now they're pushing people that look like us, who claim to associate our experiences with their own, erroneously, and amplify his microphone so that he can be heard above all the rest of us who have been here before his immigrant ass showed up. This is not checkers. This is chess, folks. You want to be ADOS? You better step up. I'm Amos A. Nunn, the Black Fact Checker, the Incog Negro. Again, podcasting from an undisclosed location somewhere in our land of captivity, with the message of the agenda, the Association of Geographically Enslaved Negro Descendants of the Americas. Please support Amos A. Nunn. We have a patron page. We have a GoFundMe page. Anything that can be donated to our cause to keep this message coming. The call in line again is 319-527-6069. If you want to talk to me, you want to ask a question, you got a problem with something I've said, feel free to give me a call. Because I'm only stating the facts. And the facts are real, folks. Facts are undeniable. So, today in the news, I noticed, they're talking about the $600, the extra amount of money that they're going to deny the poorest population in this country. And I expect the next few weeks to be very eventful. Again, all that is happening is culminating into an event that has to occur. And the fact is, folks, we're headed for it with the speed of a freight train. And the one thing that we do not want to be in is a wreck. So all I ask is that you maintain focus, keep your head on a swivel, and avoid our oppressors at all costs. If I have only one message on my podcast, it's just the three principles: separate, educate, do no harm. And do no harm, the most important principle of the agenda, is a vow to do no physical harm to any Hebrew, to any ADOS, to any foundational Black American. You can argue, you can disagree, you can call names, cannot do any physical damage. And if we adhere to those three principles and maintain the course while waiting for the Most High to return and maintaining a faithful attitude, we'll at least be prepared upon his return. I'm Amos A. Nunn, the Black Fact Checker, the Incog Negro. I want to thank everyone for tuning in. I'm going to cut this short a little bit. Voice is starting to go a bit. I do appreciate your time. Appreciate your chat. Let's do it again. You guys take it easy, and you have a wonderful day. Thank you. Thank you.